After going back and looking at the film, how disappointed were you in the lack of offensive touchdowns?
Not going to beat around the bush today, huh?
Well, I don't want to waste time, Coach.
Obviously, the fourth and one, we wish we would have got. Probably would have had a chance for a touchdown there. You know, we had some protection issues we had to clean up from the first half to the second half. We started running the ball more. And I think that, you know, we were eating up some time. We want to stick it in the end zone, though. That fourth and one was big. We got to convert that.
CJ Anderson, is he going to be stuck in with some ones and twos?
We're bringing him along. You're coming from a younger guy that's been an undrafted free agent. You can't just throw him right in with what's going on with the ones. It's a process for him, and I think he's trying to, you know, get caught up to speed as quick as possible.
So when you're back there in practice today, you see Clady, and it's only a couple snaps, but as the coordinator, how does it feel to have your star left tackle back in the team?
You know, it's good to see him progress in the way that, you know, the trainers and, you know, Coach Fox is keeping us updated with what's going on. And, you know, as we get going, the more reps he can take, the better, and the more he can get involved, and that's what we're looking for.
It's been a long time since he's really been able to do. We didn't have him all off season. And how much catching up does he have to do?
Mentally, he's on it mentally. I'm not worried about that. It's just, hey, when he's ready to go physically, then we'll be ready to throw him in there. But until they give us the green light that he's all clear, we're not gonna rush him out there.
Where guys played, he started every game his whole career. How much preseason action does he actually need?
I'm sure he would probably like to have a little bit of action. That's going to be determined by the trainers, obviously, and the strength staff. But I know the one year that I think it was 2010, he missed everything, and we had to ease him in to that first game because he couldn't do anything until really close to the game. And, you know, we'll see how much practice time he actually gets, and that might be enough for him. We'll see what the trainers say.
How'd the game go for you, calling the whole game?
It was good. We got the calls in quick, and the personnel, the substitutions that's, you know, Coach Studisville and Coach Tolbert did a fantastic job. We didn't have any issues there. There was one time where I was a little quick on the trigger with Brock, and I'm saying the play and walking away, and he's looking at me like I got nothing. So and he called his own shot there. But, you know, that's one thing that I just need to get used to is, you know, the guy setting the clock, I got to be a little patient on that.
How do you feel Brock did with all the pressure that he was under?
He did a great job of maintaining his poise, encouraging the guys up front. And, you know, I probably got a little too aggressive on a couple calls and trying to get some throws down the field where I probably could have went to some quick game, let some of those guys take a little pressure off them. You know, the 49ers did have, Paris Harrison was still in the game. I mean, he was a starter when I was in San Francisco, and he's a pretty good player. So I think a couple of our young guys had a little lesson there about how good some of these DNs are.
What do you think he's done with? You've given him more freedom at the line to do some things. What have you done with him?
He makes the right checks, and that's all we're asking him to do. If I call a bad play, he gets us out of it, gets us to the right play, and he's done a great job with that.
So the play where he had to kind of make his own shot, how did it turn out?
Not the way he wanted it.
Was that a lesson?
No, he called the right play. It was pretty close to what I wanted anyways, and he got to the check down and just, you know, his initial read was not open.
What did you think of Julius Thomas? He's had a great camp and then seemed to back it up in the game.
It was good to see him. He made some errors in the running game, and in the passing game, he's got to clean a few things up, but obviously everybody can see as an athlete, the guy has got a lot of talent, and we're going to keep bringing him along and give him as many reps as possible. He still has a lot of things to learn and a lot of things he needs to see.
Would you have left Peyton in a little longer if you were a little healthier up front, or was?
No, that was our plan with him, and I think what do we have 7 plays, so that was our plan, and I know Coach Fox will have a plan for us next week, and he'll let us know what he wants to do with the next game coming up, and then the following week, and then the following week after that. So, you know, we'll set a plan for him each week, and then try to stay as close to possible with it.
Was he lobbying for more?
Yeah, I told him he was out. He was like, okay, and then I saw him talking to Fox, so I'm assuming that he went over there and tried to get back in.
Were you appreciative that Alden Smith just let up Captain in the back as opposed to...
I didn't see what happened on that. I just saw the pocket kind of collapse a little bit, and then, you know, the ball came out like he got hit. So, you know, on film, it's hard to tell because, I mean, he did a good job of changing up his rush on Chris. I think Chris thought he was going to go around the edge, and he went right down the middle on him, and that's tough when you got a really good pass rusher and he changes that up. I mean, you're not ready for it. I mean, that'll get you.
How up to speed is Ryan Lilja at this point?
he's doing a good job of getting caught up as quick as possible. The hardest thing is with the terminology, not everything's the same from when they were together in Indy. So he's trying to get caught up on that. And he's doing a good job. And the more reps he can get, the better. And right now, you know, him running with the twos, that's a great thing for him because Brock is using all the same checks, all the same terms as what Peyton's using. So he's getting caught up on the terms as quick as possible.
Do you think that's helping some of your backup guys that Brock can do more this year because they're getting more of a taste of the on-goals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's if you get thrown in with the ones, you it's a lot of things going on. And with Brock, he's as close to what you want as that starter with the vocabulary. Now, he doesn't do as much because he knows that we do have some rookies playing with that second group, and he doesn't want to go too much off the wagon there. So he's done a good job, though, of getting those guys caught up to speed as well.
What do you think your running back's not named C.J. Anderson?
Ronnie did a great job. It was good to see him get out there and do it, you know, do his thing. And then Monte, same thing. You know, he did. I think he got outside one time, and it was good to see him just stick his foot in the ground and get vertical. And those two guys are doing a good job as far as trying to execute what we want them to do. They were good in pass pro. Noshon, he had a tough pickup in the formation we were in, and he did a good job of stepping up and trying to make, you know, take the heat off of Brock a little bit.
What was your overall thoughts on the offensive line of this preseason game?
I thought the first unit did a good job. We had a couple good pockets. We only had a few plays, yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to really over-evaluate anything. But, you know, the second group, we got beat a couple times, and I got to be quicker as far as trying to help them out. And a couple play calls, we were holding on the ball. You know, I think I was trying to open it up a little bit, but, you know, we'll see. You know, I got to be smarter, maybe get to some quick games, some max protections quicker to help those guys out.
How have the two younger quarterbacks looked in camp, and are you going to try to get them reps in preseason, including Ryan Katz?
Right now our plan is we need to keep bringing Brock along, and then, you know, obviously Zach's the third right now, and, you know, if we can get Ryan in there, we will, but, you know, nothing's guaranteed. But Zach, we'd like to see him, you know, work a little more, but can't take anything away from Brock because he needs as many reps as possible.
Okay.